Hi, I'm Sean Barrett, and with me is my co-host, Cody Barrett. Welcome to the Utopian Wasteland. So we are here with the official episode number 1¾. Yeah, it's taken us a little bit to try and get this right. So back in May of 2024, maybe I'm a perfectionist, is that what you're saying? Back in May of 2024, we did a test run only on YouTube. And then life got really busy, and recently I went back and I found that video and found that 375 people had watched the video, and we hadn't done any promo or anything.
375.
375. Yeah, I think it's up to 376 now.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a little higher now, but somehow people found it and they watched it and must have found it interesting. So we decided to give this another try. So that episode 1 test is still up if you want to watch it. It's kind of long. It's like an hour and a half. But, you know, go ahead and check it out. And then, of course, this will be there as well. So, hey, please subscribe while you're there, by the way. We would love to have a lot of subscribers. I want one of those little YouTube plaques that shows how many subscribers you've got. I don't know how many you have to have, but I want one. There we go. Help me with that, would you? Anyway, before we dig in too much, I just want to say, if you think science is fake, if you think opinion broadcasters and writers and politicians know more than experts like doctors and scientists, if you think climate change is a hoax, if you'd rather go with your preconceived gut opinion of what you want the world to be instead of considering facts, you may not like this podcast. You may not like us at all, and that's okay. You're absolutely entitled to your own opinion. Just know that if you listen to this podcast, your worldview may be heavily challenged. But if you want to just show up and give us the numbers and hate on us anyway, hey, viewer numbers are viewer numbers. I mean, it's all okay. Hey, what's our number at? We're still at 376?
377.
377.
Yeah.
We went up another one. Well, fantastic. Hey, thanks to whoever's been watching our video over there. So what is this podcast about? We're going to be digging into the news and facts about technology and science and then discussing what that might mean to all of us. Why? Well, because you can ignore technology if you want, but it won't ignore you. Our goal is to explain and discuss technologic and scientific advances in such a way that hopefully anyone can understand. As such, we might explain things that you already understand, but maybe others don't. So bear with us if we simplify too much sometimes. Our biggest focus will be on the developments in artificial intelligence, robotics, and various forms of automation that are likely to change all of our lives drastically over the next 5 to 15 years. In addition, we'll be likely covering topics like medical advances, energy advances, and whatever else we find that will have a direct impact on everyone's lives. So going back to that first test episode, for those who haven't watched it, here's just a little recap. First, who are we? Well, again, I'm Sean. He's Cody. Say hi again.
Hello.
Hello.
And I didn't say hi the first time.
Didn't you?
No, you just rolled past.
I just rolled right past. Well, you waved, but, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't hear him wave.
Exactly.
It's the sound of one hand waving. Anyway, we're a father and son team that we're both fascinated with tech, computers, science, etc. And we thought that having a conversation between two generations would bring a broader perspective to this podcast. So here we are. So I'm a Gen Xer. What are you anyway? You a Gen Z?
Hell
so
if I know.
I think that's what they call you. So no millennials in the room today, but
no.
Yeah. Anyway. So both of us though are realists. I mean, as much as we love the tech and all the coming advances, we both see the good side and the bad side and everything in between. So when we talk about our concerns about a new tech, it's not because we're technophobes. Quite the opposite. We're really kind of tech geeks. Wouldn't you say? Yeah, he's agreeing. He's just giving me that look. He agrees. But we do want to be realistic about where things are going. So we're not experts. We do not work in the tech industry. We're just average working guys. Instead, we'll be focusing on what the experts themselves have to say and what industry themselves have to say about anything new coming out. So for that reason, every episode will have a list of links to the information that we're using. Those will be posted on the YouTube description for this podcast and on the scripts available to Patreon patrons. So consider checking out our Patreon page. You get free stuff, some extra perks and extra information. Secondly, why are we here when there are others already talking about tech? Well, in reading articles about technology, which I read a lot of articles and watch a lot of videos and documentaries, probably too much, I notice that most people seem to be hyper-focused on one topic at a time. And that's cool and interesting, and it's important, but I haven't found anyone who's really looking at the big picture, taking all of this in together. Have you?
Not really.
No, okay. I was afraid it was just maybe me missing these out there. But, yeah, you know, I see a lot of cool things. Hey, the latest from the Consumer Electronics Show and really fun stuff. But we're not talking about what it's going to do. Nothing about the big picture. So, for instance, they only look at AI being created by one company or the robot that's being created by one company and say, wow, isn't this cool? And yes, it is. It really is. But only a few of those are looking at the repercussions and saying, well, it can only replace so many jobs in this one industry, and it will create new ones, so everything is fine. Usually I see those written by people who work in that industry and are defending what they are creating, which is understandable. What I haven't found is anyone looking at all the other industries and developments as a group. They're not looking at it as a whole. They aren't putting AI side by side with robotics and automation and medical science and energy technology and everything else. We'll be trying to look at the big picture, and let me tell you, it's both really exciting and really concerning. I don't want to say terrifying, but it's concerning. Sometimes it's terrifying.
I'd say concerning.
Yeah, concerning is a good word. I mean, so much of what's...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so much of what is coming down, it depends on what we do with it.
True.
You know? Yeah, so anyway, next up, what's the name? Why Utopian Wasteland?
I don't know, you picked it.
I did pick it. Well, for one, I kind of thought it sounded cool.
Okay.
Because, you know, I thought that was maybe a good enough reason. But the term gets thrown around a lot, utopia. What is a utopia? Usually it's used to denote a perfect society. It's defined as a place of ideal perfection, especially in laws, government, and social conditions. And, you know, basically that's true. But the caveat here is that one person's idea of a utopia may be the next person's idea of a horrible place to live. So, you know, you can have a socialist utopia versus a capitalist utopia, a Christian utopia versus an atheist utopia, and so on and so on. People have very opposite ideas of what a great place to live is going to be like. We chose the name because of those many ways that it can be taken and for the fact that they never quite work out because different people have their different ideas of what a perfect society should be, thus leading to a potential utopia for some and a wasteland for others, which brings us to the wasteland. Because our world as we know it is changing very fast, and, you know, if one thought of the Industrial Revolution as a steady steam train of innovation, what we have now is a bullet train of technological and scientific changes speeding toward us. Another analogy would be that, you know, advancement is like a river before, and what's coming now is a tsunami. As a society, we're really not ready. So are we going to end up in some sort of a wonderful utopia if we start planning, or are we going to end up in some kind of scary wasteland where suddenly nobody has a job? We don't know. It's not just me saying this, of course. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has put their famous doomsday clock at 89 seconds away from midnight. That's their metaphor for total catastrophe. They used to be a lot farther back, and with everything changing lately, they've moved it up.
Of course.
Of course. Many experts in the field of tech and science warn of massive changes in just the next 10 years or so. Bill Gates and Elon Musk both agree that in the short amount of time, most likely, or most jobs for most humans will probably be replaced by AI, robots, automation, and the combination thereof. Gates believes it'll be within 10 years. Musk is so sure he's pushing the idea of the necessity of a universal high income above just a basic income. And, you know, we're talking by 2040, 2045, certainly within our lifetimes. And this is fast changes. So I want to clarify, this is not going to be a gloom and doom sort of a podcast. We just want to be realistic. Yeah, if we don't prepare as a society, we could be headed for a dystopian future wasteland, possibly less than 20 years from now, where most humans are both jobless and homeless. However, if we prepare now, we could be headed for a more, well, you know, utopian, truly utopian future where people don't need to work and can spend their time pursuing things that truly interest them. I mean, ask yourself, what would you do with your life if you never had to worry about money, food, or housing again? Something you might want to think about. What would you do with your life if you never had to worry about money or work or housing? You play a lot of video games.
Fishing.
That's not a bad idea. Spend a little time going fishing.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope for it. Video games. And then video games.
Yes.
Including fishing video games.
No.
No?
No. I mean, I like fishing video games, yes. But no, I'd rather just go out and do the real thing.
Okay.
Just fishing.
Fishing. All right. Well, let's hope he can go fishing. So, to summarize a bit, we're here to try and take in the big picture of what this coming tsunami of tech and science developments is going to mean for all of us. AI software is improving at a blindingly fast rate. More and more automation systems are coming out every day for business, homes, and more. A wide range of new robots are already available to purchase and are entering our places of work and soon our homes. Self-driving vehicles are continuing to improve, including self-driving tractors for farms. Computer hardware is still improving on a steady basis. Quantum computing is showing great advances. Any one of these things alone is not liable to upset society as we know it. But all of them happening at the same time, however. Yeah. So that's what we'll be talking about. We'll be telling you about these advances and talking about their implications for all of us. And we'll discuss where society might be headed. We also encourage you to fact check everything we talk about. I mean, really, read about it for yourselves. Research what interests you. Again, we'll have links to the articles on YouTube and Patreon. And, you know, when we've got, whether it's on YouTube or Patreon or elsewhere, fact check us in the comments. If you've got more information, add to it and share it with everybody. So, that's it for today. We'll try to keep these short enough for your commute to work or your break time. Thank you for sitting with us in this intro episode, and please keep listening. If you like this podcast, please tell others and encourage them to listen. Everyone needs to know this stuff, and I mean everyone. Grandma and Grandpa, you got to tell them about this. Have them listen. They'll love it. They're going to love us. They're going to love us. Don't you think? They're going to love us. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you prefer to get your podcasts. Then also subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you like what we're doing and want to help us create more, we invite you to become a patron on Patreon for as little as $5 a month. Of course, we're also on social media, and you can find all of our links at utopianwasteland.com. You'll see a home screen with a bunch of options. Just click where it says Utopian Wasteland. So until our next episode, remember, you can ignore technology, but it won't ignore you.